Alex, lots of things going on, lots of tension out there with a lot of chatter, both on the internet, according to some of my sources, and things that we are hearing officially from government, that there are some problems here and that there could be some kind of Al-Qaeda strike before the November election. You've been doing some work into the area of the possibility that the November elections could be postponed. I want to get your take on that, Alex.
Okay, well, George, if I can I give people just a little bit of background on this?
Absolutely.
If people go to coasttocoastam.com, they can link through to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv and read our analysis of this. And we have literally, I guess, about 60 links in this particular article. Every statement we make is a link to legislation, the Associated Press, Reuters, WorldNet Daily, Capitol Hill Blue, to text of what the White House has said. I interviewed Henry B. Gonzalez, the late congressman, about 6 years ago. And he talked about plans with Rex 84 that we've only gotten pieces of, but pieces of it did come out in Congress. And that was a plan, if there were terrorist attacks, to postpone elections back in the 80s, in 1984. And that was only a small part of Rex 84. It was a concentration camp roundup program. And I have congressmen in debates, in joint sessions of Congress, discussing this. Congressman Jack Brooks being told to shut up by the head of the committee, Mr. Inouye from Hawaii, and others. And that's in a film I made in 1999. And we have that Henry B. Gonzalez interview as well. So this has been going on for a while. And we never had a suspension of elections in the middle of the Civil War
never.
With major cities burning. We didn't have one in World War II. And then on top of it, and again, I'm nonpartisan. I started out, you know, in political life as really a conservative, super conservative.
Well, and I'm the same way too, Alex. I mean, I just, you know, I call it, you call it the way you see it, the way you feel it.
Exactly. So, I mean, Bush and Kerry, cousins, skull and bones. I'm a third-party guy. I support the libertarians. So I don't have an axe to grind in this, but as I said last time, but looking at the facts, at the cold, hard facts of this, it's very, very suspicious. Number one, this so-called independent commission, this DeForest Soares Jr., who heads the Election Assistance Commission, created to, quote, help states replace punch card ballots. Well, that's the $5 billion plus program, bipartisanly passed, but appointed by Bush, that's putting in all these questionable electronic voting machines, basically forcing this on the county clerks and city managers.
Which, by the way, the state of Florida is now admitting that they could have very serious flaws with their election machines this year.
There's a move to make people resign in the Maryland government and huge petitions. And I know you've done shows. I've heard them. You've documented this. I mean, it's all over the news. And you've gone into great depth. But the very same guy running and recommending all of this sordid stuff with big GOP connections, you know, the head of Diebold saying we will deliver the electoral vote to the Republicans in 04. I mean, that's on the record as well months ago, last year. And so we have this guy, they're calling him, an independent federal commission over the elections called for this. No, it's a commission created by Bush, and it's his guy. And so they've got their surrogate out saying this. Then we've got Ridge in front of giant TV screens, you know, all these live camera shots of the country in this big FEMA command center, you know, training us for the martial law, saying they're going to hit us, it's going to happen. The White House told U.S. News and World Report over a month ago, and that's posted in the article as well, that, quote, the Capitol will be hit. There will be attacks coast to coast. I didn't say this. The White House told U.S. News and World Report this. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen. They're the ones that said it. And so we have all this happening. Then, in the article that we put together, I have a link to our fake terror alert section with AP, WorldNet Daily, all the sites I mentioned. Here's a headline. Terror alerts manufactured, FBI agency, White House scripting hysterics for political effect. Intelligence pros, this is from 2003, say the White House is manufacturing terrorist alerts to keep the issue alive in the minds of voters and to keep President Bush's approval ratings high. This is from conservative website WorldNet Daily. The Thursday report said that the administration is engaging in hysterics in issuing numerous terror alerts that have little to no basis in fact. And then it goes on to say that they've been ordered. They even got a White House memo. And when White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer, before he quit last year, got asked about this, he said, well, yeah, it's true. It says, reported that FBI and CIA sources said a recent White House memo listing the war on terrorism as a definitive political advantage and fundraising tool is just one of many documents discussing how to best utilize the terrorist threat. And then Democratic top strategist Russ Barksdale said, quote, of course the White House is going to exploit the terrorism threat to the fullest potential advantage. The Democratic strategist Rush Barksdale said, they would be fools not to. We'd do the same thing. So, obviously, if it was Al Gore in office, he might be pulling the same stuff. So, George, this, I mean, I don't want to plagiarize here. When I was talking to one of your producers, they were, you know, going, well, Alex, what's your view on this? And I said, well, and then she made the point, so you're saying there's a little bit too much focus on this. It's suspicious. And yes. That's what I'm saying in a nutshell. That's a great way of putting it. We should all be suspicious of this. We should investigate this. We should look at this. And we should not trust what they're up to when we've got Rex 84 planning this back in the early 1980s.
Well, what's your take on Condoleezza Rice saying yesterday, no need to worry, there will be elections?
Well, this is kind of the doublespeak that they use. They'll have Rich come out and say, we're going to the attack, this will happen. They'll tell U.S. News and World Report, the Capitol will be attacked, there will be coast-to-coast attacks, no pun intended.
I understand.
All of this stuff is going on. That's their quote, coast-to-coast attacks in major cities. At least nine major cities is the exact quote, coast-to-coast. So they're out doing all of this, and then every time they get caught ordering FBI or CIA to issue fake weapons of mass destruction reports or, you know, issue fake terror alerts, then they say, oh, the FBI messed up.